Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about Acuda, a company that has just raised $11 million and is using AI to help companies out. So let's jump into it. I think the big challenges of really maintaining a seamless operational flow when you're growing a company has prompted a lot of people to rely on some really, essentially tiresome meetings. They're using these as an attempt to really navigate internal dynamics. And so there is a new company called Acuda, and it is planning to disrupt this pattern. They're introducing an AI to analyze a company's internal software stack. So whatever you're using for your software, they're then going to get a lot of data and understanding on your organization's inner mechanics. And they're going to be leveraging that. Actually, I think this is pretty crazy because when we're talking about them like gathering data on your company, this thing actually goes pretty in-depth. What they're actually looking at is they're going to be looking at the entire public digital footprint of an organization. They're looking through their public Slack messages, Confluence documentation, code pieces, Salesforce and HubSpot sale entries. They're looking at their Jira tickets and other areas where organizational knowledge is generated. So anywhere in the organization where they're generating content and, you know, any sort of organizational knowledge, they're going to be skimming all of this. And this they're doing essentially to eliminate the need for endless meetings and redundant reporting by really providing a very seamless ChatGPT-like experience for anyone that has any questions about the organization. So Acuda's technology is more nuanced than it appears, I think. And so while the company, they do use large language models to kind of discern the complexities of an organization, I think it does steer clear of using a company's private data to train these models, which is really important. This is what they actually said about it. They said, "We adopt statistical modeling and analysis to examine the customer's unique lexicon, what we term as the company's rare words, such as acronyms, project names, and customer names." That's what their CEO said. And this, I think, really kind of allows them to build a more personalized software for each company and industry, regardless of, you know, the explicit data training. I think that this is a really cool piece of software. I don't think they're going to stop at simply answering questions about a company, though. From what I understand, doing a little research on them, I believe that in the future, Acuda plans to integrate an anomaly detection engine capable of, like, flagging potential issues in an automated fashion, which I think is really interesting. And I think that this means that anomalies like low revenue, a low revenue customer, consuming excessive internal resources or something like that, or any of those kind of situations would be brought to the attention of management without you really having a human have to go in there and ask questions and figure out and prompt it for those. I think this is a really cool concept when it comes to integrating AI with technology, giving an AI like the entirety of all the data, all the historical data, all the reporting, and yeah, really any data that you can get on your company, and having it do like a company health check, a company health scores, and really know where your company is at. Maybe they're like, hey, you just released a new version of your software and you're having a ton more Jira tickets, or hey, your revenue in this particular department has been dipping quite severe, or hey, the spending over in this department is getting out of control. There's so many really interesting things. I think, of course, we have reporting tools and software and all sorts of things for, but I think it's really cool having sort of this all-encompassing AI that could look at an organization and give you reporting based off of what's happening and give you recommendations on how you can improve and how you can streamline your organization and build better. So I think this is a really cool tool. I'm excited for Acuda and for what they're building. Their CEO recently notes, their CEO is Gon Karwowski, and they noted that the implementation of this technology doesn't obviously eradicate the role of humans in decision-making, but they do say that this really kind of enhances the quality of information they base their decisions on. So they said, quote, "The role of the human in the loop isn't going to change. We remain the conscientious decision makers. However, the ways we collect data and surface actionable insights will fundamentally transform the way we manage companies." I think Acuda currently has around 16 individuals that work at the company, and they're looking to fill a bunch of open roles. They're obviously growing very fast, especially with this new round of $11 million in funding they've just raised. And they attribute their great team to their hiring practices. And I don't know why they made that comment. It's kind of funny. In any case, Gon Karwowski has managed teams throughout his career, and he views kind of building a really solid team as something that happens from solid recruitment. So he's really focused about that. He stated, "There is a very simple way to do that. You hire the best and you give everyone a fair chance, and then it just happens. And that's my leadership approach." In any case, I think Acuda has really attracted participants in an initiative in Israel to hire Russian and Ukrainian immigrants. Garkowski holds this initiative close to his heart, saying, quote, "This is an initiative that we took an active part in from day zero. It's something that we hold very near and dear to our hearts." I think the recent investment that is kind of pushing Acuda's ambitious vision right now is a collective effort from a few different entities. So they have NFX, they have Atlassian Ventures, they have Village Global, they have Founder Collective, and they have several other anonymous angel investors that are currently investing in this $11 million round they've raised. And I think this is really interesting. I mean, especially when you're looking at investors like Atlassian Ventures, who obviously is a very big software company in their own right. And I think Atlassian can see the power and the implications of having a tool like Acuda integrated into their own company. And perhaps they see this as a partnership or a package they could offer to people that use their own software. But really having something like this integrated that is looking through the software that you use, looking at what you're doing, and making recommendations for how you can improve different aspects of your business based off of kind of all of those connections. So I think this really is, when you're looking at strategic partnerships, I think Atlassian Ventures is a great partner for them. And I think it's going to be interesting because this is kind of an area where essentially this AI is gathering all this data based off of its ability to interface with different software platforms. So I think that's going to be a really big thing for them. And so having a partner like Atlassian, where, you know, Atlassian can build some great integrations, I think is going to go a long way. So this will be a very interesting company to continue to follow in the future and see how this begins to transform the landscape as far as companies becoming more effective using AI and automating that process.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.